This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
When Paul the Apostle in our text today says he is finishing up the remainder of Christ's suffering, he doesn't mean Christ's suffering was inadequate to save us, nor does he mean that there is any predetermined amount of suffering that must be paid by all believers. Paul is simply saying in verse 24 of chapter 1 of Colossians that suffering is unavoidable in bringing the good news of Christ to the world. It is called Christ's suffering because of our relationship to Christ. When we suffer, Christ feels it with us, but this suffering can be endured joyfully, and Paul says so because it changes lives and brings people into God's kingdom. In verse 24 of chapter 1 of Colossians, Paul says, "But part of my work is to suffer for you, and I'm glad, for I'm helping to finish up the remainder of Christ's suffering for his body, the church." King James says, "Now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and fill up on my part that which is lacking on the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the assembly." Paul says in this passage, verse 24, he says he actually rejoices in his own sufferings. Paul considered it an honor, apparently, and a general part of being a disciple, that suffering for the furthering of the kingdom is a normal part of being a Christian. How different today's believer tends to think. Verse 25 said, "God had sent me to help his church and to tell his secret plan to the Gentiles." Or in the King James again, "of which I was made a servant according to the stewardship of God, which was given me toward you to fulfill the word of God." And servant, now we're not talking about a professional, a boss, or a chief here. I mean, this word is elsewhere translated minister, but it literally means servant. So certainly they are one and the same. Paul was a servant, a bond slave, according to the dispensation or according to the stewardship that was given to him by God. Going on in our text, verse 26 says, "And he kept this secret for centuries and generations past, but now at last it has pleased him to tell it to those who love him and to live for him. And the riches of his glory, of his plan, are for you Gentiles too. And this is the secret, that Christ in your hearts is your only hope of glory." In the King James, Paul used the word mystery, the mystery that had been hidden for ages and generations. Mystery was something that had not previously been known. So the language is a little different than how we would use the word mystery today. So again, what is this mystery that Paul is referring to here? The mystery that has been hidden for ages and generations. Perhaps that salvation would be provided not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles. Even more likely that Jew and Gentile alike would be united into one body of Jesus Christ. So the Gentiles too were complete in him. This had been a mystery for hundreds of years, now being made clear, being made evident. Perhaps though it's the mystery here of why God would even love us, because certainly that's a mystery also. Verse 27 says, "To whom God was pleased to make known what are the riches of the glory." Riches, it means abundance. And what is this abundance, these riches? Well, Christ in us and the coming life with him in heaven. Verse 28 says, "So everywhere we go, we talk about Christ to all who listen, warning them and teaching them as well as we know how. We want to be able to present each one to God perfect because of what Christ has done for each of them." King James says, "We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." So in this text, it says proclaim. We proclaim him. It means announce. Everywhere we go, we talk about Christ, in the Living Bible, it says. That's a call for all of us, isn't it? And then he uses the term admonish. Many people, I think, have trouble with this one, not wanting to actually humble themselves to receive any kind of warning, any kind of admonishing. But look, if danger exists, then wouldn't I as a pastor, wouldn't Paul as a pastor fail you and the church if a warning wasn't given? Dealing with this danger to the non-believer and the believer in the spiritual realm is definitely part of a pastor's calling. Then he uses the word teaching. Teaching every man in all wisdom. Now, teaching has to do with the maturing of the believer. The church today usually gets a lot of preaching and very little teaching. Preaching is proclaiming. Teaching is explaining. And lastly, it says, may we present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Perfect. Now, in the original Greek, that word means complete and mature. May we present each believer complete and mature.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.